underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we are going to start on a new series on how to pray. It is a 4 messages series geared towards empowering you on how to pray. So today, we are starting with message 1. What is prayer? Prayer is talking to God. And by talking to God, we mean speaking and listening to God. It is a two-way street. You cannot come to God with a list of things that you want from Him and expect Him to make it happen. No, that's not prayer. That is a demand. Prayer is a conversation with God. In prayer, you come, you talk, you listen, and you spend some time with God. It is very vital to your relationship with Him. And because we all know that there cannot be a relationship without communication, therefore, there cannot be a relationship with God without prayer. Also, prayer is done in secret within your heart between you and God, as mentioned in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. The secret place is mainly your heart, because you pray from your heart. You can also dedicate a room for prayer, like a prayer closet. That is fine too. And you can also pray with someone. That is also fine, as long as you don't do it for attention. Also, in prayer, you do not come in your own name, because you are unworthy to do so. But instead, you come in the name of Jesus Christ. And you do so by praying in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one and only who died for you, as mentioned in John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Because Jesus Christ died for all of us, it also implies that anyone can pray to God as long as they set their hearts to seek God, Jesus Christ. So, if you would like to set your heart to seek Jesus Christ, I would be glad to direct you to our sinner's prayer. It will usher you right into making Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. The link to the prayer will be given to you in the description box. And afterwards, you can come back for our next message on how to pray. That is message 2, structure. And until then, underground preacher to the underground church, and I am out.